a very good afternoon. It's Niall Boylan with you for the next couple of hours or so. Don't forget, by the way, people say to us, Niall, how can you do this every single day? How do you make money? We don't. We don't make money! Can I get that through your heads? It costs us thousands every single month to do this. We make just about enough to cover some of our costs. So please do support us. It's really important that you support us. The only way we can continue to do this is just to cover the expenses. We don't get paid for it. Let's be clear about that. People say, oh, you must be making a fortune. We don't. We haven't actually got a bean out of it since we started. But we're quite okay with that. As long as we cover our costs, we enjoy doing it. We're very passionate about giving people a platform every single day. And that was never more important, for example, than during the referendum, when the mainstream media didn't really give the no side any chance at all to get on the air, every now and again, maybe. But we did. We did a lot of interviews at the time to get the word out that there were two options during the referendum, a yes or a no vote. And of course, a lot of people listened and went with a no vote. It was a record vote, of course, during the referendum. But that's because of shows like this. That's because of independent media like us, like Grip Media, like many others, who rely solely on your subscriptions and your donations. So please do it. And donate to us if you can, or subscribe. You can do either one. By the way, you can subscribe for $5.99 a month and you can watch all our previous shows, which are all available for subscribers on our website. You can listen to the shows on Spotify or iTunes and all the rest. But if you want to watch them, go to the website. Please do it. Please subscribe. Please donate, okay? And it's www.nileboylan.com. And don't forget, by the way, if you want to, if you don't want to go on Twitter, you don't want to go on Facebook, and I'll be telling you more about this over the coming weeks or so because we want to just change the way we do things slightly, you can listen to the show live on our website. There is a live player on the website. If you go to nileboylan.com, just click listen live and you can listen to the show because a lot of people say, Niall, I'm in work. I can't really watch it. I just prefer to listen to it. Do that by listening to the show live on our website. You can do that. Listen to the whole show every single day live on the website, nileboylan.com. Before we start with the first topic today, and there's a reason why I'm going to say all this before I go into the first topic, was the Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil, Labour, Sinn Féin, the Greens, who only have something like 2.7% of the national vote. They don't even know whether they're in government. They're a waste of space. As are Labour. By the way, does Labour even exist anymore? Apart from Aoun O'Riordan walking around, you know, pretending that, you know, he kind of cares about the homeless. Well, he does care about them, I'm sure. But then again, it's people like him and the kind of Liberal government that have the situation the way it is at the moment with people sleeping in tents all over the city. The Sock Dems, People for Profit. All of these political parties, by the way, told you to vote yes in that referendum. They are completely disconnected from you. Completely disconnected from you. They have no idea what you want. They're not listening to you at all. So remember, we're getting very close now. And that's why you're going to see them doing a lot of nice things that you might agree with over the next couple of months. Because let's be clear about it. It's very obvious. There's an election on the way. The 6th of June, you've got local and European elections, which are really, really important, particularly the European elections. Because remember, 75% of our laws are made in Europe. At the moment in Europe, primarily, we have a bunch of wasters over there who are voting yes to everything that's quite liberal. We don't need that. We don't want that. We need people over there who will stand up for your rights, people who will represent Ireland and represent the feelings of the Irish people, including immigration and things like that as well. So the hate speech laws, all those kind of things. So we need the right people. Don't vote for the political parties. I'm urging you, don't vote for them. They didn't listen to you. They are not listening to you. They won't. There are parties like Aintoo or indeed Independent Ireland, for example, who told you to vote no. They're the parties maybe worth voting for. Give them one of your votes or some of the independents that are out there. The same goes for the local elections. It might be a nice person that comes to your door with all the wonderful thoughts that you think you agree with, and they might agree with you on a lot of stuff. But if they're with one of the political parties, remember, they must go with the whip. They must go with the policy of the party. So when they do get into power, they do get into government and you do vote them in, they will just run with the herd and they will stop listening to you. So please use your head when you're voting. It's really important. That's what democracy is all about. We need change in this country and we need it fast. And remember, of course, Sinn Féin claimed to be the party of change. They're not. They're exactly the same as the rest of them. Only 2 weeks ago there did I hear Mary Lou talking about pregnant people in the Dáil, for God's sake. They told you to vote yes in a referendum they said was worded badly. They were the ones who said rerunning a referendum was undemocratic, yet they said they would rerun that referendum. I don't think they will now, to be honest with you, because they know that's not what the people want. But they're not a party for change. They really aren't. They claim to be, but they're not. So remember, stick with the independents. Stick with the parties you believe agree with your policies and with your principles. I'll throw that out there very quickly. All right. Now, speaking of elections, the Fine Gael senator, Regina Doherty, has called for the voting age to be lowered to 16. You know why, don't you? I'll come to that in a few minutes. But and she also did not discount the idea of them serving as TDs in the aftermath of Friday before last double referendum defeat by the government. She was speaking on Radio 1 to Claire Byrne and said that politically minded young people don't currently feel listened to by the political establishment. She said, I know there's a rule of thumb amongst most politicians that, oh my God, you couldn't, young people are impressionable and they could be swept off their feet by one party or another party, she said. That doesn't happen to 18-year-olds, so I think that fear is probably misguided. In other words, she said, well, look, 18-year-olds are old enough to vote, so why not 16-year-olds? Now, generally speaking, 16-year-olds are not allowed to vote. In Scotland, they were allowed to vote in the last referendum. We all saw what happened there. They didn't vote for independence for Scotland. And now look at the state of Scotland. Anyway, but some people would believe 16-year-olds, you know, they should be allowed to vote. It's their future, for example. You know, they're voting in a referendum for laws that will affect them. They're voting for political parties that will affect them because in 2 years' time, they'll be 18 years of age. So I want to know if you think that 16-year-olds should be allowed to vote. If there was a referendum tomorrow, which there would have to be a referendum on it, by the way, because in the Constitution it says you must be 18 to vote. So there would have to be a referendum to change that. Would you vote yes? Looking around the world, by the way, the average voting age around the world is 18 years of age. But some countries do have it as low as 16. Scotland being one of those countries, Cuba, Brazil, Ecuador, Guernsey, Isle of Man, Ethiopia, and Austria. Countries like, for example, Greece, Indonesia and Korea, East Timor, Sudan and North Korea have it at 17. The rest are nearly all 18 years of age. But some countries do have it over 20, for example. Taiwan, Bahrain, Malaysia, Kuwait, Tonga, Jersey, Cameroon and the United Arab Emirates all have it at 20 years of age. Actually, no, the United Arab Emirates, I tell a lie, is the oldest in the world where you have to be 25 to vote. 25. Now, by the way, don't snub that, by the way, because scientists have already come to the conclusion that our minds and brains don't mature till we're 25 years of age. So I can understand the logic behind that as well. Okay, so what age do you think is the right age for voting? Would you reduce it to 16? Let me know what you think by texting or WhatsApping at 085 122 55. That's 085 122 55. Let me go to Estelle first, if I can. Estelle, hi, how are you?
Hi. How are you now?
Good, nice to talk to you. Estelle, is this a good idea by, you know, the Labour Party?
No. We're talking about Regina Doherty for the first thing. Regina of the nine genders. So we're talking about a woman who has a tenuous grip on reality, for a start off. Secondly, I think we need to be thinking of 16-year-olds, and 16-year-olds should be and used to be lying around in fields, wearing the faces off each other with a couple of flagons of Linden Village, and that's what they should be doing.
I haven't heard of Linden Village in years, by the way, can I just point out?
Well, yeah. It's a lovely, lovely thing. But anyway, that's what they should be doing instead of being bombarded with this nonsense. Your teenage years are actually the only years where you get a bit of freedom, but you don't have this aching burden of responsibility.
Righty, thank you. Bye bye.
Oh, sorry, I lost you there for a second. Hang on, I'll get you back. Sorry, go ahead. Yeah, sorry.
Okay, so your teenage years are the only years where you're getting a bit of freedom,
yeah,
but you don't have any of the responsibility. Leave them alone. Thirdly, I think what Regina is imagining is a facade of you know, doing something, trying to get people politically engaged. But the thing is, she's imagining the teenagers who are maybe out in South County Dublin, who are nice and comfortable and who will vote for the status quo. For Regina, for example.
Well, it is 180,000 voters between 16 and 18.
Yeah.
It's 180,000
yeah,
voters.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But they're not yeah. going to, you know, the majority of them, she is not imagining the young fellas from the north inner city who are disenfranchised for a very long time and who wrecked the place, showing what...
Yeah. Oh, sorry, I lost you again. I don't know why your line keeps dropping off me. I do apologise. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, no, it's fine. She's not imagining those young fellas from the north inner city who've been disenfranchised for years and who wrecked the place and showed their political feelings last winter. Now, I'm not saying that was a good thing at all, but I know that Regina is imagining these perfectly controls teenagers voting. They have no one to vote for. And Regina should remember that.
Well, you know, and this is a really good way. When the government saw the reaction, of course, during the referendum, which was a historical defeat for the government, which is unusual, only the 13th defeat in a referendum in the history of the state, but a historical one because it was a record defeat, over 70%, actually up to 73% on one of the issues in the referendum. So what they've seen is there's a disconnect between the government and the people. And what they probably noticed as well is that the younger voters went with the yes vote. So they're thinking to themselves, well, look, they're the only ones who are going to agree with Regina of the nine genders, as you called her earlier on. So, you know, the young ones in college or just out of school or whatever it is with the purple hair who are a bit rebellious, they might want to vote for them. And that's what she's looking at, I suppose.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're not actually rebellious. They're rebellious between these, you know, in this very... between these very narrow parameters. That's not rebellion. Regina is not looking for the people, the young people, who will actually be using critical thinking, who will be looking at the referendum and going, you are not listening to us. You are not listening to us. She's not looking for those young people to vote. And those young people aren't going to vote anyway. They're going to eventually, there's going to be an eruption when those young people go, we can't afford, we can never hope to afford our own homes. We won't get social housing because you're not building it. You know, we're shut out of education if we're poor. You know, this is actual political engagement that you want from young people. They want change. And they're not going to get it from the likes of Regina Doherty.
Okay, well, do me a favour. Stay with me for a second, Adele. Let me just go to Albert as well. Albert, hi, how are you?
Hi, Niall. Good morning.
Good morning. I have to say, listen to she's a rock of sense there, Estelle, I have to say.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, very, very good. Well, personally, look, I mean, they're talking about this in the EU Parliament already. So, I mean, I think this is coming down the tracks. I think it's going to be a foregone conclusion that we have 16-year-olds.
Well, now, not if we elect the right people into Europe, it won't be, but whatever. Yeah.
I think the couple we'll elect in won't have much of a say in it anyway.
We'll see.
But, look, I think 16-year-olds, like, they're not mature enough. They don't have life experience. You know, they get most of their information from their phones. And you just wonder, like, what are they going to be voting for if they do vote at all?
Yeah, I mean, we've seen young people out striking on Fridays for climate change there a couple of years back. Well, and that seems to have stopped all of a sudden, mind you. And to be honest with you, most of them are only doing it for a day off school.
Yeah, but that's the thing, Niall, is that most of them will only go out on some sort of a thing like that. Or else they're going to do, you can see the kids down the country perhaps, and I don't mean to disparage them in any way, but, you know, my dad voted for Fianna Fáil, I'm going to vote for Fianna Fáil, you know, with no real interest in politics, because apart from the few kids who might be have some interest in political science, most kids don't. I mean, at 16, 17, I had no interest in politics, I had no interest in voting. So I can't suddenly see.
But it depends on the child. I mean, my stepdaughter is 14 years of age, and she has a bit of an interest in politics. I mean, she knows what Richie Sunak is all about. She knows, you know, what the Irish Taoiseach is all about. I mean, she's a fair interest in politics. Would she have a fair idea what they're about? Now, don't get me wrong, she wouldn't know the in-depth details of it, but they do a bit of it in school, you know, in social science and stuff like that.
Yeah. But she's probably one of the few. I mean, most kids, I mean, if I did a poll on my street here and asked how many people actually know anybody in the Dáil apart from the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach, very few would know who it is. If you said, like, who's the Minister for Education? Who's the Minister for Finance? You know, very few kids will actually know. They don't have the interest.
Yeah, they have more interest in Minecraft. Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
I'm well aware that there are 16-year-olds out there who can't tie their shoelaces or couldn't be left unsupervised. Yeah. But there are 16-year-olds who are quite clever. And maybe, I mean, there's one text in there. Somebody says, "Nah, you're both, you and your caller are underestimating 16-year-olds and their intelligence." I don't think I'm underestimating their intelligence. It's not about intelligence. It's about maturity and understanding the future, I suppose, and understanding the implications of change.
Yeah. You know, I don't think the reality is, no, look, these are the kids, the people who are going to inherit this earth that we're going to leave behind, you know. So you can justify something where you can say, like, well, you know, maybe they should have a say in it at this stage rather than later on. But with voter apathy, they're going to do exactly the same as we're doing. And you can see, like, the turnout for most of the elections now is 40% or less. And that's what's going to happen. They're going to have the same.
Here's the thing, right? And I'm just, what you just said there is really important, okay? Because it is their future. We're leaving behind a planet for them, right? And a world for them. Yeah. So, you know, if it was me in power, what I would say is, okay, I want to hear what they have to say. And I think it's important that we hear what they have to say. You could have a separate vote for 16 to 18 year olds, like kind of like an ask the audience. Now, it wouldn't be legally standing or legally binding, but it would give us an indication of how they feel. Do you understand what I'm saying? Where it wouldn't be legally binding. So, like, you know, it'd be like ask the audience, where you ask young people, well, look, here's your opportunity. You do it in all the schools. The schools will all do it. You know, there's a referendum coming up in a month's time. How would you vote on it? And then halfway through that referendum month leading up to the referendum, we get the official figures that, you know, 16 to 18 year old says no, or they said yes, or whatever.
Yeah, and it would also give you a good straw poll as to how many people would actually vote in that age group.
Yeah, sorry, Estelle, what are you saying?
You see, this is, you know, that sounds like a lovely idea, but what you're going to get is arranged groups of people. Like we saw this with the polling before the referenda. You're going to have arranged groups of people, young people, who will give the answers that the government wants, and they can tick a box. They're not listening. They didn't listen to the voting public before the referenda at all. They were all completely shocked on Saturday at last. You know, so why would they suddenly actually start listening to young people? If they listened to young people, they would be going in to the north inner city of Dublin. They would be going to the council estates round the country. They would be going to the, you know, the farms, and they would be talking to young people and older people, but they're not. They're not doing that. They're listening to their 200 grand a year special advisors who are telling them how the voting public thinks. You know, it's a nonsense to imagine that this status quo political atmosphere is suddenly, they're suddenly going to go out and listen to this one group of people. They're not. They're not going to listen to them.
Okay, let me just go to Jackie. Jackie, hi, how are you?
I'm good. And just to say thanks a million for all you are doing and going back to the referendum, exactly how you did it and how neutral you were and how you were trying to get the yes vote in and you were finding it difficult. And that, and just
I knew, people I knew. Now, I know sometimes, you know, on this show, for example, we can be a little bit of an echo chamber of, you know, the fans of this show who think conservatively, a lot of people. But so there's a little bit of an echo chamber. So, but we did two or three shows on the referendum and we struggled to find a yes vote. And I knew from that, I could feel the temperature and I knew it was going to be an overwhelming no vote. But nobody believed
100%.
Yeah.
And just to make people that are listening to this show aware, if this head bill goes through, this show could be in danger. And the likes of the Gripped could be in danger. So,
on that note, just very quickly, I was only looking at laws being introduced in Scotland on the 1st of April, ironically enough, April Fool's Day. Laws in Scotland are even worse than our hate speech bill, and that's been passed. It's going through on the 1st of April. There's a huge hoo-ha going on at the moment between J.K. Rowling and India Willoughby in the United Kingdom, if people have been following it, because J.K. Yeah. Rowling has misgendered him. And or her, and referred to as a him. And they're saying now that J.K. Rowling has to remove all her tweets or she could face prosecution. And J.K. Rowling has said, no, I'm not removing them. Bring me to court for calling a man a man. And that'll be really interesting, you know. Anyway, moving on, getting back to, you know, the mean too young. Do you think it's too young, Jackie?
Well, firstly, when Regina comes out and says something like this, you're kind of going, okay, she's trying to reinvent herself. So, and most of the yes votes are all trying to reinvent themselves and get back into the public favour again. The National Youth Council of Ireland have been pushing this for a long time.
Mm.
They really are. Now, you'd have to ask yourself, maybe I'm a conspiracy theorist, or I don't know, but when you hear people like this coming out and saying, oh, we need the 15, 16-year-olds, 17-year-olds, and then you look at the way the whole curriculum is got to do with the climate and the sexualization and all this, and you're kind of wondering, is this just another piece in the jigsaw that they're putting in and trying to get to just keep bringing down that age, and where children should be children and leave adults to do what they're supposed to do. Is it just a case they're trying to wind this back the whole time? And your idea of having some other way of getting an opinion from our youth would be a great idea, in a sense of trying to, okay, look at what they're saying. But on another side of that, and I'm looking around at the youth around me, and the amount of education that's out there got to do with smoking, drink, all that, it's having no effect. I see so many of our youth still smoking, and all the girls that are smoking again, and the amount of drink that's consumed, even though we have supposedly such an educated
Well, in fairness, Jackie, we were fairly educated, but we started smoking and drinking too. You can't blame young people for doing things.
I know,
that.
But I mean, you know? No, there's a lot more education out there, and there's a lot more.
No, no, I know, I get you, but unfortunately, these are facts of life that people do, you know, get involved in things. Yeah. Like. But actually, Jackie, do me a favor, stay there and stay there, Estelle, too, because I want to come to Saoirse and Dave just after this break.
Niall Boylan has been told to shut up from the time he was in school. And all through his life, they just keep telling him to shut up. But not anymore. Because now he has his own live podcast, the Niall Boylan Podcast.
Right, let me go to Saoirse if I can. Saoirse, hi, how are you?
Hello, Niall. And that last caller, does he know anything of what he's talking about? Because young people drink far, far less than we do. That's a fact. And they do smoke, but they smoke vapes. And why do they smoke vapes? Because there is no proper research on the health problems they create. So that's
they still know that vapes are not good for you. I mean, let's be clear.
They do, but
there is research on them.
Yeah.
There is research,
but it's inconclusive. And they are choosing what they believe is the lesser of two evils. And it's up to us to actually have better research for them. So they are making more healthy decisions based on the information out there. And as regards voting, why on earth would we not involve the young people whose future we have been destroying?
We are destroying? How are we destroying their future? I think we're doing a good job up to now.
This is the generation. I don't need to tell you this statistic, Niall. This will be right up your alley. But this is the first generation who will be much less well off than their parents, their grandparents. We have put them in a situation where the idea of owning a home to them is a dream. It is a dream. They are not having children because of what we are doing to the environment. It is absolutely time we give them a say in this, in the world, in politics. Of course.
But 15 or 16 year olds don't think about their house. They're not actually thinking about that. They're thinking about winning the next GAA match or whatever, you know, what festival they go to.
About time I get to play Fortnite. Yeah.
No, this is the kind of ignorance that I'm talking about. You are completely underestimating these young people. They are informed. They are so much more sensitive and aware of what is going on than we ever were.
Let me just go back to Estelle. I mean, Saoirse makes the point that young people make, you know, better decisions. And to be fair to her, underage drinking has decreased from 21.5% of the population to 16.3% of the population since 2015. So certainly in the last 10 years anyway, it has dropped substantially.
Teen pregnancies are down.
Well, that's because obviously that's obviously because of the promotion of contraception. But stay there, Saoirse. Hang on. Let us tell.
They are using it.
Okay, sorry, Estelle. Go ahead.
Okay, so yeah, I agree with some of Saoirse's points. I'm not underestimating 16-year-olds at all, but I do think, I don't think that 16-year-olds should be making big decisions like this. I don't think that should be on them. I think they should be making bad decisions, doing things that are a bit wrong. I don't take any comfort from the fact that I do take comfort from the fact that they may be drinking less, because we had a big, and we have a big drinking problem in this country with binge drinking. However, when you're a teenager, you should be having the crack, and having the crack should be your greatest purpose. That is what I believe.
How
I don't think you should be putting this pressure on them. And
but this is, can I just say to you, you are asking a group of young people to be carefree in a world that we have designed for them, where it's impossible. It's impossible for the young people to be carefree in the way that we were, because it is doom and it is gloom all of the time. And they are being,
they can't escape it.
Yep. And now on top of that, let me finish. So we are creating this world.
Amy.
We are stressing them out, okay? And now we are punishing them by telling them they can't have a say in fixing it. We are creating...
You sound a little bit stressed out, in fairness.
Mental health disaster. There's an avalanche of disasters coming down the road. And at least by giving them a say, we are telling them, get involved in the world that is... terrifying you.
Do you not think they're creating some of the problems themselves, Saoirse? When we look at, for example, some of the problems that seem to affect young people nowadays, and don't get me wrong, we're partly responsible for that as adults as well, for allowing that to happen. But when we look at the worries of young people nowadays, the worries are things that we didn't worry about. I never had to worry about the fact that I was a girl or a boy. I knew I was a boy. I didn't have to identify as something else. All of those things that we're allowing children to worry about, which we should have never allowed them to worry about, I mean, they're creating this themselves, this virtuous stuff that they constantly, climate change is another one that's worrying the life out of them. Why should an 11-year-old, as Michael Fitzmaurice yesterday said from Right Independent Ireland, why should an 11-year-old be coming home to mammy and daddy and saying, is the world going to end tomorrow because the teacher told me?
Can I just interject here?
Excuse me. Niall, you just contradicted yourself there, because you're saying we created this for them and isn't it their own fault? Whose fault is this that they're worrying about climate change? Whose?
Well, it certainly isn't mine.
Can I just
go ahead, Estelle? Yeah.
I am actually agreeing with Saoirse that it is all doom and gloom. But that is also imposed by us. Young people or older people, if you instill fear in them, they are much more easily controlled. I agree that we have messed up in loads and loads of ways, and that is exactly what I'm saying. That,
well, then give them a choice. Give them a voice.
Let her finish. Let her finish, please, Saoirse.
Can I finish now? So what I'm saying is that there is no political engagement from young people, and there is no engagement from the political elites, and I'm including the so-called opposition in this, because they oppose nothing, but they're not engaging. We saw that during the referenda. So they're not engaging. This is just
let's just look at something. The last referendums that happened, for example, if that was just left to 16 and 18 year olds, it would have been a yes vote. Let's say, for example, the hate speech bill, which is supposed to be coming in soon, if that went to referendum, for example, I can be sure 16 to 18 year olds who don't want to be offended by anybody and who want safe spaces and get triggered so easily, they would vote yes for that.
Excuse me, Niall. I'm not asking they're the only voice. I'm asking they have a voice. And if you're asking why they didn't turn out for the last referendum, we all know that was the least attended referendum, I think, of all time, or the third least. I'm not saying they have the final.
In some places it was.
I'm saying include them. Why are you so afraid of young people?
Because I'm not afraid of young people. I'm just saying, when you have a demograph of 16 to 18 year old, which, let's be clear, a lot of them wouldn't be mature, it's 180,000 votes, possibly.
Can I say this to you? By your logic, okay, let's remove everybody over 65. Because they will surely only vote another way, and they'll be dead by the time they see the effect.
Well, at least they're mature and they have world experience or life experience.
Or you could say they're jaded and have baggage. Why don't we remove them and just allow the people who are 35 to 45 make the decisions? It's ludicrous what you're saying. It makes no sense.
Okay, well, stay there for a second. Let me just go to Dave. Dave, hi, how are you?
That's a story.
How you doing, Dave? Nice to talk to you. Dave, okay, you've heard Saoirse. Why not give the young people 16 to 18 a voice? She agrees with Senator Regina Doherty. Or Regina Doherty.
No, because 16-year-olds don't have enough lived or life experience to vote in referendums that are going to could potentially drastically change how we do things in this country. Like, they don't. It's just a simple thing. Like, a 16-year-old doesn't know enough about the world to vote on something like, we'll say, like abortion, you know, for example. We'll take, you know, the most contentious referendum we've probably had ever. Like, a 16-year-old doesn't know enough about all the different details and minutiae that comes into something like that to really make a properly informed choice. They don't.
Dave, can I ask Dave a question? An 85-year-old, do they understand? Can they comprehend the minutiae?
Yeah, they can, because they have lived a long life. They have had more experiences with the real world than a 16-year-old.
You think an 85-year-old has an accurate grasp on the reality of what an issue that is realistically going to impact a 22-year-old woman? You think they?
Yeah, well, an 85-year-old would have lived through a time in this country where a woman who got pregnant out of wedlock would have been shoved off into a mother and baby home.
Person, by your logic, no more than a 16-year-old girl who is about to be sexually active. How? That makes no sense. Dave.
Because a 16-year-old girl doesn't know what it's like to exist in the real world, which is a good thing. 16-year-olds should not have that.
I have to break something to you. We are all in the real world. Everyone.
No, they're not, though. They don't know what it's like to work a 40-hour week, pay taxes, pay bills, have to worry about paying bills.
Let's be clear, Saoirse, the average real world for a child of 16 years of age is sitting in their room, having their dinner made for them by their mum or their dad.
Having their clothes washed.
Going down to the Snug and playing a game of Fortnite on their PlayStation, you know, and worrying about the boy in the class next door and is he really like me? I mean, that's what the average 16-year-old worries about.
Year-old is grappling with bigger topics and subjects. I would just stop out of that.
You know, Saoirse, do you know many 16-year-olds?
I don't talk about my personal life on the
I'm
air.
I'm just saying, do you know? I'm just to
I'm assuming
information.
you were 16, Saoirse, weren't you?
Excuse me.
I was 16 and I had long hair, dyed blonde with a perm in it, and I had AC/DC embroidered on my jacket and Pink Floyd embroidered on my jeans.
You had a perm.
Okay, now, I don't talk about my personal life. All I know is, Dave, how many 85-year-old men do you hang out with? We are giving all of society a voice, except the ones that are going to be affected the most. Make that make sense to me, because it doesn't.
You know, you realize once upon a time to actually have a vote in America, for example, you had to have done a certain amount of service with, like, fire services or the army, or, you know, for you to actually have the right to vote and have a right to say how your country was governed,
so
you actually had to do civic services.
Are you suggesting we go back to removing the vote from some systems if we don't deem them worthy? Is that what we're saying?
No, but I'm just saying it was a lot harder once upon a time. You had to prove that you were civically minded.
Yeah, and then I think we woke up and realized everybody who's a citizen has a voice, right? So I'm just extending that to the younger people who are going to be more affected by these decisions than you or I.
To children. You want to give children a vote because they are children.
I want to take their voice into account. Yes.
And Dave, just to back Saoirse up a little bit, and I rarely do that, but just to back her up a little bit, there was studies done on what children and 16-year-olds worry about. And, you know, we only have to go back a couple of years ago to the climate change, you know, strikes on a Friday afternoon where the kids used to take the half day off school, you know, to do the strikes. They allegedly worry about climate change. They worry about the future. They do maybe at 16 years of age start to consider, you know, am I going to get married someday and need to own a home and how am I going to do that? They worry about,
absolutely,
say, college. They worry about their careers. Saoirse, I'm backing you up here.
No, I know, but I have to point out the fact that you were saying something totally opposite to what you said 2 minutes ago.
It's called debate. I conduct the debate.
But you completely changed your tune.
No, I haven't changed my tune. It's called conducting a debate.
Can I just
I'm giving Dave some of the facts that you're saying and actually backing you up, and now you're still giving out to me. Jesus Christ, you can't win.
Like you googled something in the last 5 minutes and realized I was correct.
No, it does not. Well, it's Dave, getting back to what Saoirse says. Okay, do you think that young people, I mean, realistically, according to studies, they say these things, but are they actually, do you genuinely believe that they're that worried about them, that they would make informed decisions in relation to them?
Yeah, but look, I have a 14-year-old, okay? He's fairly well clued in. We talk about a lot of stuff that goes on socially, politically, blah, blah, blah. It's just the way I was brought up. I had the same conversation as my own father. I still wouldn't let him vote because he doesn't have the maturity or the lived experience, not life experience, the lived experience to make an informed choice. And where is this information going to come from? I mean, if you wanted to do it, maybe, you know, once you're 16 or 17 and you're working and you're paying taxes into the system, you get to vote in the local election. You know, stuff like that that isn't going to have a massive impact on the rest of the country.
That would actually give
you a taste for it, because younger people don't realize how important having a vote is because they've grown up.
I don't think they value it. I certainly don't believe they'd value it because, Saoirse, to be fair, they say they're worried about climate change. And for example, I'm using that as an example because they were the strikes that were happening every Friday after the school skipper in Sweden decided to tell everyone to do it. Most of those young people that were taking time off, and we discussed it on the radio show at the time, and we talked to a lot of those young people, they were only doing it because they were getting a day off school. Half of them didn't even go to the protest. They just did it to get a day off school.
And so what? Does that mean that they're not, that they don't think or worry about the issues?
Clearly not. No, if they're just clearly not, if they're just doing it to get a day off school. Well, hang on. Let me just go
is
to Billy.
That exclusively a child thing? Take advantage of something for your own gain?
I think children would take advantage of situations like that more than adults would. Billy, hi. How are you?
Niall, how are we keeping?
Good. Nice to talk to you, Billy. 16-year-old, should they be allowed to vote?
Niall, I know you're a big fan of American history and all that, and the Boston Tea Party. No taxation without representation.
Mm-hmm.
How about no representation without taxation? So if you're not paying into society, why should you get a vote?
Oh, my God.
I want to follow that up with one other thing. And, Saoirse, you might like this one. If you have a vote and you do not use it, you should be fined. So we should cut down on people having the vote and not using it. We should.
I agree with that, by the way.
We only have 40%. No. This is something that's done in a lot of countries, in Australia, in South American countries. If you have a vote and you do not exercise that vote, you are fined. You are liable for not exercising your democratic given right to vote in a referendum or an election.
In some countries, by the way, if you don't exercise your right to vote, you're actually banned for 5 years from voting. That's another thing they do.
Exactly.
Yep.
So we in this country, we're a democracy. We should exercise that democratic right to vote.
Okay, and you're saying, and it's a democracy, so therefore let's take away any free will we may have.
Oh, no. You still have the free will. You still have the free will when you go in. Oh, Saoirse, please. Your voice is like nails on the chalkboard.
Can I say back to you what you're saying so you can hear yourself?
Please, go ahead.
Okay?
Please,
if you don't pay tax, you cannot vote. Therefore, if you are disabled, if you are an unemployed, maybe stay-at-home mother, forget about having a vote, okay? So you're standing by that. What kind of Neanderthals are on this show?
Well, obviously, you're one of us because you listen to the show and call in, Saoirse.
I think what he's obviously saying, Saoirse, you're making it literal. I think he's talking about people who are registered to pay tax, 18 years of age.
No, he's saying he just agrees with what I just said there.
No. You just said it. He didn't agree.
I did say when Saoirse called us all Neanderthals, she
how
is on. Oh, my God.
I know.
How will we divide the people then that don't pay tax into who you deem is worthy of voting? How will we do it?
Well, Saoirse, there's people who receive social welfare benefit after the age of 18. They would, of course, be included. There's people who receive disability allowance.
What about homeless people?
It is, Billy.
Will we just throw them into a big hole and light them on fire?
I'm not. Oh, Jesus.
God almighty.
Are you listening to yourself? I'm saying that people who take...
to yourself, Billy. Your idea is
I am listening to myself.
You know what? We need the 16-year-olds, because a 16-year-old wouldn't even come up with that harebrained solution, okay?
Sorry, which harebrained solution are you talking about? Making sure that everyone exercises their democratic roles?
No representation, no whatever it was. We need the children on board because they wouldn't even suggest it.
No representation,
repetition.
So let me ask you another question, Saoirse. What if 16-year-olds are okay, what about 14-year-olds? Are we going to go down that far?
Well, we're talking about 16-year-olds, so No,
I mean, he's just curious. Before I go into the break here, Saoirse, he's curious. 16, is that your limit? Are you okay?
I'll answer.
If you can leave school, you should be allowed to vote.
Okay, well, do me a favour. Stay there, Saoirse and Billy, because I want to go to Nicholas and Carl after the break as well.
Niall Boylan has been told to shut up from the time he was in school. And all through his life, they just keep telling him to shut up! But not anymore. Because now he has his own live podcast, the Niall Boylan Podcast.
Stay there, Billy and Saoirse. Let me just bring in Nicholas as well. Nicholas, hi, how are you?
Hello, Niall.
How are you doing?
Pleasure to talk to you.
You too, you too. Nicholas, you've heard Saoirse. She's given us all the reasons why 16-year-olds should be allowed to vote, i.e. they're worried about stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we all worry about things. I think my point would be maturity, life experience, as somebody else mentioned there. I don't think they should be allowed to vote at 16. I think 18 is perfectly reasonable. Mm-hmm. As long as they're educated in the political process leading up to 18 before they're actually given the vote. I also would question Doherty's motivations.
Yeah.
You know, you're talking about probably about an increase of about 500,000 votes. If they were included, that's
no, it's not that much. There's about 80,000 students a year. It's about 180,000
per year. Yeah,
yeah,
okay,
180,000.
So certainly it would drastically increase the amount of votes.
It could skew a referendum. Absolutely,
these would be votes who are basically people who are immature, easily manipulated,
liberal,
and you can ask things as well, like, you know, what about the child support payments between 16 and 18, would they be abolished because these are now deemed adults?
I think where you're going with is the same kind of thing that Billy is saying. If you're registered to pay tax, well, then you should be, you know, it should be the same.
Just to build on that point, with tax being the basis for representation, there was people who flew back in to this country who are living overseas but are Irish citizens who don't live here anymore and exercise the vote in referendums that have a direct impact on Irish society that they no longer live in. Why is that still allowed?
Mm-hmm.
You know, these people affect... No, I'm not kidding you. These people are living in different countries. They live overseas.
They have
representation overseas now. They live in Australia and Canada and elsewhere. Why do they get to have a say?
That's like somebody who says, Johnny has more sweets than me. Why is that? They left this country because of the state of this country. And they have just as Irish and as you or I. Don't they?
Are you saying to me, Saoirse, we've had this debate before, by the way, that if somebody moves to, say, Australia in 2012 and we have a referendum in 2024, are you telling me they should be allowed to vote even though they haven't been here for 11 years?
Willing to take the trip home to their home country, don't dare deny them.
Even though the outcome doesn't affect them.
Do you think
maybe they should be paying? Maybe they should be paying tax in there. Maybe she should be paying tax.
Well,
and if
maybe,
we go by your logic, Saoirse, if we go by your logic, every Irish citizen overseas, of which there's about 350 million people in the U.S., 35 million people in the U.S. that claim Irish ancestry, could potentially have a vote in Irish referendums. Do you want to see that?
You're talking there about who is eligible to become a citizen. I am talking about who is currently a citizen, and I think it is disgusting to say that you, somebody who has stayed here...
I'm sorry, I've made your lunch throw up in your mouth a little bit.
True, somebody who stayed here through all the bad times is going to begrudge an Irish citizen their right to vote. And if you think that that's what our forefathers fought for, you are wrong.
Okay, hang on. Stay there for a second. Let me just bring in Carl. Carl Dieter, hi. How are you?
I'm not bad, thanks.
Good. Carl, Regina Doherty, and she's not the first, by the way, to do this, but, you know, it's typical of a politician to come out after they've just lost a major referendum and been defeated to come up with some sort of harebrained idea to get more votes. Regina Doherty wants 16-year-olds to vote. She thinks it's a good idea. Is it a good idea?
Oh, look, after you get bashed politically, you're going to do anything for somebody somewhere to tell you that you're great and give you a little rub behind the ear and coax you and tell you you're wonderful. So that's all this is. This is nonsensical stuff. Mm. So a couple of things I want to add in, by the way. It's totally common for citizens abroad to vote in their own elections. I'm an American. I vote in American elections, although I live in Ireland. Now, because I'm a dual citizen, I also vote in Irish elections. But saying that kids, when they're 16, let's just look at a list of things you can't do when you're 16, okay? If you're under 18, you're a child. You're not an adult. You can't stand for a general election until you're 18. You can't sit in a jury until you're 18. You can't change your name. You can't leave state care. You can't get married. You can't make a will until you're 18. You cannot give blood until you're 18. You cannot consent to sex until you're 17. So you can go in the ballot box, but you can't give a blowjob. You can't drive a motorcycle, a full-powered motorcycle, until you're 18. You can't drive a car until you're 17. You cannot join the army until you're 18. You can't become a guard until you're 18. You cannot be responsible for a crime until you are 18. Everything about the country, we have these standards for definitions of what is a child.
You've left out something extremely important there, selectively, right?
Common sense.
You've listed out very impressive, you know, slew of things that you've just quickly looked up before this call. You can leave school at 16 years old, okay?
You can leave school.
Having a tattoo has got...
I never said you can't leave school.
About.
I never said you can't
no,
leave
know,
school.
But
leaving school would probably be like a negative decision anyway.
Excuse me, can I just say, you've listed out something to sound impressive. And we all know, having a tattoo or having sex, irrelevant. The only real relevant age limit that you need to bring up here is, can you leave school at 16? You can. Why then are you denied?
The point the Carl is making is, do you think it's a clever thing to leave at school at 16?
I think we're allowing people to...
No, I'm asking you, is it a bad or a good decision? If you had a child of 16 and they said, I want to leave school, obviously before the leaving cert, would you suggest that that's a good idea?
Personally,
then it's a bad decision, isn't it?
No.
So it's a bad decision. Is that what you're saying?
But we need to allow people to make bad decisions.
So we allow people to do things at 16, but that's a bad decision.
My point.
Yeah.
Right decision, and we all know that, okay? My point is that we have a rule in this country where you can leave school at 16 and go into society, and then we do not allow those people to engage in society, and that is wrong. And I don't
care
what...
That's just nonsensical. That's false.
Up on ChatGPT just before he came on that you can't go on a vote site.
I don't think he went on ChatGPT.
Well done,
I actually do use ChatGPT every day, but that's not where I got that information.
I know you do. It's very obvious you do. But my point is...
Oh, so I work in technology. Everyone in tech uses it.
You should be allowed to vote if you can leave school. That's my point, okay?
Okay, so this is good because now we have some definition. What you're saying is that if you leave school, you should be allowed to vote.
No,
okay, so
I didn't
someone...
say that. I said the age at which you're allowed to leave school should be the age at which you're allowed to vote. That's what I said.
Okay, but would you agree that you shouldn't be allowed to go in the army when you're 16?
Are we going to go through a whole load of different things here?
It's just what we're trying to establish.
We're talking about voting.
I'm not sure what your point is, because I don't actually fundamentally agree with your point. So
what has the army got to do with this?
Well, that's
the point. Okay, Carl, the point she's making is that the 16-year-olds worry about the future. They worry about the climate change. They worry about politics.
Okay.
They worry about referendums. They worry about things. So surely they should have a say.
They are allowed to be out of full-time education in society at 16. Therefore, they should be allowed to have an opinion on that society and vote.
No one's stopping them from having an opinion.
They have as much right an opinion as you do. I can't keep going back and checking every T and dotting every I in order to have a conversation with you, Carl.
Okay? No.
You know what
I don't expect you to. I don't expect you to. No, look.
To be out of education, therefore they should have a voice. They will not scupper the whole thing. They will have a voice.
Right.
They will have
right. In logic, what you're doing is a description for it. It's called a non sequitur, and it means it does not follow. So what I'm trying to say is what you are stating as your basis of fact, it doesn't logically make sense. There's nothing in the world that says when you leave school, you should be allowed to do why? Like, if X, then why? Like, okay, if you leave school at 16...
No, let him finish. Let him finish, Saoirse. Let him finish, Saoirse.
If you leave school at 16, it doesn't mean you can join the military before you're 18. If you leave the school at 16, it does not mean you can get married, even though you have the right to relationships, nor the right to have sex. You don't have the right to drive a car. So you can get a job, but you can't drive to it. Well, look, are you going to let me finish the point? No, I can. I'm just saying that it doesn't make sense. I know. I totally follow what you're saying. I just don't think you're disagree with it.
I think that's the problem here. You don't seem to realize.
No, no. It's just that it makes sense to you and nobody else. It's okay.
You're not listening. Can I ask you, Saoirse, to be fair?
No,
let me finish the point I want to make to you first. When you consider that the vast majority, and I would say with our WhatsApps, our texts, and people coming on the air, I would say 85 to 90% of people are saying that Regina Doherty's wrong, that 16-year-olds shouldn't be allowed to vote. I'm assuming most of those children, or most of those people texting and WhatsApping in and calling would be all of, you know, people who have children, because that would be the demographic of the show. So in saying that, do you not think they have a fair good knowledge of how a child thinks or a teenager thinks? But yet you're a bit younger, I'd say. So it wasn't too long ago when you were 16.
Niall, if you're going to talk demographic of your show and not say the type of people, then, like, you're doing it kind of, you're being disingenuous here.
The type of people? What type of people listen to my show?
Of course your audience are not going to disagree with that. That's besides the point. Can I just get back to one thing? Because Carol doesn't understand something.
Does he not? And you're going to tell him all about it. Go on, yeah. Go on.
If you are in full-time education in this country, okay? And then you are said, no, you do not need to be here. And then you are in society. Okay, there is a logic there that I am following. You are no longer in full-time education protected. You are out potentially working, right? In the society, you should, of course, have a voice in that society. Now, I don't think it should be the only voice, but it is a voice that should be listened to, because we have essentially said you are out on your own.
What about the suggestion that I had earlier on, when, you know, for schools to basically, you know, say before a referendum, to take a vote in the school of 16 to 18 year olds, like, and ask the audience so we can see how they feel? But it's not legally binding. So that gives them some sort of voice. So at least we understand how they feel.
Okay, now, would you like the priests or the nuns to carry that out?
No, I wouldn't. I just said the schools, if you're listening to me. Yeah, but I did say the schools.
Yeah, no, well, my point is that these schools are all Catholic, the majority of them. So that's a ridiculous thing.
What difference does it make if they're Catholic?
Pardon?
What difference does it make? I went to a Catholic school. What difference does it make if they're Catholic?
Because, of course, this should be done outside in an independent place, not in a place...
It's not going to be legally binding. It's just to give us an idea. It's like, you know, when you're on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and you ask the audience. You know what I mean?
No, can I ask? Can I ask for a clarification?
Go on, try your best.
I want to just ask for a clarification. So, you say the basis of your logic is that if you leave school, you can take part in society, and therefore you should be allowed to vote. Now, that's going to ignore that you could.
I think you should be. That's what I'm saying. If we are saying you should be out of full-time education, unprotected by full-time education, you should have a voice. That's my logic.
Hang on for a second, because I need to bring in Pat and Jason as well. I don't have too much time left. Stay there, Carl.
I just want to say, want to finish that you can't lease a house below age 18. So you can't really be out there free.
She can't
drive a car at the age that you can leave school. Like, your argument is false.
She wants them to leave school and just stand in the middle of a street somewhere. I don't know.
Your argument, you have made your... No, I understand it. I just disagree with you.
No, you're not.
Okay, okay.
You're going to say that until I agree with you.
I know. It's
in my own ability to explain.
Billy described it quite well earlier on. It's like, you know, chalk on a blackboard. Jason, hi, how are you?
Good afternoon, Niall.
Thanks,
you must need it out there, shelter, do you?
Sorry, Jason, do you think... Sorry, I've only got about 5 minutes here. Do you think we should allow 16-year-olds to vote?
No, they're too impressionable. They've TikTok brain. Anything they see on TikTok, they'll run with. They are way too liberal. The reason the government are throwing this out here, they're losing the vote, and they're going to start throwing all this liberal stuff out. And we all know that teenagers will vote the liberal way. Mm. That's just the way society's gone.
But not all of them, but a lot of them will, yes.
Not all of them, but the vast, vast majority of them will. And if you ask them simple questions, they literally just run with their heads. So if the government bring them out, like this climate change thing, they want to end all plastics now. When you tell them exactly what around them is made out of plastics, they haven't a clue.
Yeah, you know, you're talking about fossil fuels. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
You know, so if you give them something, like at the moment we're telling them the world is ending. It was meant to end a couple of years ago, according to Queen Greta. And now they're changing narrative. But we've enough teenagers now running, panicking around. And you see them all. They're all going to second therapy now and all because of it. And it's all because of that thing we have in our hand called a computer device, a phone. So the government can get in there. They can bombard them. They can bombard them with whatever advertisement they want to suit our narrative. And once they use the word, oh, that's liberal, and the old people will vote against it. They are going to vote against it.
Is that not a fair point that Jason makes, sir, that young people are more susceptible and vulnerable when it comes to advertising, when it comes to social media, when it comes to being, I suppose, manipulated? Isn't it, you know, they get excited, they're quite impressionable as well. So, you know, they have
Can I just say, we've gone from saying that they don't have a clue to they don't have the opinions we want them to have. That's what we're saying.
No, we're saying they're quite moldable and impressionable.
I'm fairly impressionable at that age.
There are a lot of people over the age of 60 or 80 or whatever that like are manipulated. You know this, Niall. You'll agree with this.
Yeah, but I would like to think that the majority of people over the age of 18 are not as easy to manipulate. Because they're capable of critical thinking.
The older you get, the more skeptical you get, Niall. We're listening to an hour. Niall, the older you get, the more skeptical you get. And then the more you do look into stuff and read stuff. Like, you don't believe everything the government... At 18, you will believe everything that you're told by your parents or your grandparents. And as you get older, you start to question it. You start to push the boundaries and question it. 16, Niall, as somebody that has a load... Niall, coming from someone who has a hell of a lot of kids, you know, I've seen them grow up. I've far over 20 now and far under. I know what they think. I know how they think. And I've seen how their brains have warped since mobile phones. No, I'm not an expert, but I have a lot of kids and I've seen a lot. I brought up kids before mobile phones and I'm bringing up kids with mobile phones. And I can tell you now, Niall, the ones that were brought up with no mobile phones are more engaged in the world today than the ones that are being brought up with mobile phones. They're too impressionable on their mobile phones.
Okay, well, do me a favor, stay there, because I want to bring Pat in as well. Stay there, please, Saoirse. I've only got a couple of minutes, and you just need to stay with me. Pat, go ahead.
All right, I absolutely agree with Jason there. Yeah. Mm. He took the words out of my mouth, 100%. If it was up to me now, it'll be 21 for them to vote. Now, that's the truth.
It is 21 in some countries, by the way. The oldest is the United Arab Emirates, which is 25. And that's based on scientific fact, by the way, because scientists believe that the brain is not mature till you're 25.
Absolutely, and I agree 100%.
So you'd increase it to 25?
Well, the older the better, but 21 is good enough for me.
21, okay.
So because I think that once, you know, what Jason just said there is exactly what I'm agreeing with here, okay? Because if you look at this social media side of things today, and it's exactly what the government is doing right now is what they're trying to get younger votes, right? And that's exactly what's happened. But what the younger people don't realise is what they're doing, okay? So what I'm saying here is they want to get rid of fossil fuels and all this kind of crap, and all the younger people are going, gluing themselves to the roads and standing in front of the traffic, destroying anything, right?
Gluing themselves to roads. I did see one girl in the UK. She glued her breasts to the pavement.
Yeah, it's crazy what's happening, and that's the kind of people that we're going to vote in. Then, you know, until they stand on their own two feet, have their own house, pay for their mortgages, pay for their oil.
How are they supposed to do that when we have totally fucked the economy, so they can't buy a house? Do you hear yourself?
Sorry, say that again, please.
She's basically saying, how are they going to do that when basically us adults have messed up the economy so much that they can't actually afford to buy a house?
No comment. No comment, because it's not up to us adults. I'm young. I have a house.
It's not, you know, up to us adults. Excuse me. Sorry. So the young can't have a voice, and then it's not up to us adults to make the right choice. What are you talking about?
Are you 16?
Excuse me?
Are you 16? Are you telling me you're 16 right now?
Are you a moron?
No, but you... No, But you clearly are. I've been listening to you, and you are definitely a moron.
I don't think she's 16. I think she's probably in her mid-20s somewhere. I don't know. It's hard to know.
Excuse me. Absolutely. I don't talk about my personal life on this show, as I have said many times.
Okay, I'm kind of just guessing you're in your mid-20s somewhere. Actually, Pat, thanks very much. Well, let me just go to Carl as well. I've only got one more caller to go to. Stay there, Saoirse. Carl, hi. How are you? I've got 2 minutes. Go ahead, Carl.
How are you, Niall? Listen, any 16-year-old, half of them today, or the majority of them today, can't even identify as a male, a female, a spanner, or a head of broccoli. It's too young for them to be voting, and that's the honest.
Absolutely.
That's being true.
Disrespectful. That is absolutely, totally disrespectful to those young people.
To who? Disrespectful to heads of broccoli, or?
Well, you know what they say, Saoirse. You're blaming adults on everything. You're blaming adults on everything, Saoirse. Let people have a word. You've spoken too much. Let me have my say. Right?
Let him have a say. You said a lot, Saoirse. Stay there just a second.
You two put up a great slogan on one of their videos and in their concerts. And it's all to do with social media and all this bullshit that's going around now. And it actually says, everything you know is wrong because you're not being told the truth on social media or by the government. They're all telling you what you want to hear. They're not telling you what you need to hear.
The band, yeah.
Are you quoting U2? I have no time for Bono. He is absolutely full of shit. So I know what you're talking about bringing
him up here. You're entitled to your opinion.
What have you said recently about recent political events? Okay, nothing. Absolutely nothing.
What has who said about political events?
Bono,
your buddy Bono. He has said absolutely nothing about some incredibly important recent political events because he's too far from American. You have no time for the man anyway.
So it wouldn't make a difference if he said something in favour of what you believe in or against what you believe in.
He has one higher power, and that is the dollar. That's it. That's all he cares about.
What do you care about? What do you actually care about?
Saoirse, I think Carl made a really good point. A lot of young people nowadays, they don't even know what they are anymore. They identify as light bulbs and all sorts of things. You know what I mean?
Look at that gobshite Sam Smith who came out and says, I identify as a head of broccoli in front of a load of kids. What the hell is wrong with him?
Can I say one thing?
You've said enough. Let other people have a word.
Way back in the 80s when Madonna was, you know, on the television wearing, you know, very little and we all were outraged. Sam Smith is just doing the same thing.
No, he's not. Madonna's still identified as a woman. She's still a bloody woman. Sam Smith doesn't know what he is.
I wasn't outraged at what she wore. Yeah. You were outraged when Elvis was gyrating below the hips and had to be not shown on TV. You're the same old fool.
No, I wasn't. Commenting
as Elvis was still a man, by the way. He still identified as a man. He didn't identify as, you know, a guitar or something.
You are getting outraged at things. You look so silly in years to come, and it's
will we? No, I think you're the one who'll look back in years to come and say we actually accepted that people identified as light bulbs. There you go. Well, if you do, by the way, if anybody does identify as a light bulb, I'll gladly plug you in. Now I gotta read out some of your comments very quickly before we move on. Orla says on WhatsApp, when I was 16, my biggest worry was who would go into the off-license to get me a bag of cans. Billy says, a simple solution to this problem, a 16-year-old who wants to vote, no representation without taxation. Trisha says, young people will get their day to vote when they're adults. Aaron says, now I'll ask Saoirse if 16-year-olds are old enough to vote and 16-year-olds old enough to consent to sex too. I've got some WhatsApp messages here I need to play as well very quickly too. Hang on, I'm going to play one of these for you. If I can, I just turn that. There.
Very good afternoon, Niall. It's Martin. If we're going to reform our election system, let's start with reforming how the Senate is formed. The people should elect senators, not politicians, not colleges, should be the people. The Senate is supposed to be our safeguard against stupid politicians, but what happens is we end up, it's just like a waiting room, the stupid politicians end up in the Senate. Not every one of them, but generally. That's where I'd start.
Niall, how are you? Yeah, you are right about 16-year-olds, but thankfully I have a 16-year-old and he works in a quarry. He works 8 to 5 every day of the week, Monday to Friday, and he's doing wonderful. School just wasn't for him. He's doing wonderful, he's doing great, he loves it. And my 19-year-old was working when he was 17. So look at my 24-year-old daughter, she lives in Spain, she works there. So just one of the lucky ones now, I think, but I know where you're coming from. Cheers, pal.
Thanks very much indeed for that, Neil. All right, by the way, don't forget, please help us to support the show. Please support the show if you possibly can. Remember, all you got to do to support us on a daily basis to give people platforms is by going to our website, nileboylan.com. If you can either subscribe to the website, it works out at $5.99 a month plus tax, and that means you're like, it's like buying the three of us a pint of beer. Or donate anything from a fiver to 5 million, whatever your choice is. Please do it. We really need your help because, as I said, it costs a lot of money to do this every single day and we don't get paid. So thank you very much indeed. And please try and support the show.
The multi-award-winning Nile Boylan podcast. Listen live on Facebook, YouTube, and all the usual live stream services. To get in touch, just WhatsApp or text 085-100-2255. The Nile Boylan Podcast. They told me to shut up. Available for download from all your usual platforms.